Blog Talk Radio. Across the globe. Welcome to the Soul Sisters Show here on Psychic Talk Radio Network. Today is the 12th of July and we are going to discuss how can you understand the patterns of drama in your life. And we do it as part one and we have a plan to make part two in the middle of August. So please stay tuned with us to listen in and see what we have to say. We're going to talk about drama, creating an emotional connection and attachment to negativity, because what we are speaking about here is energetic connections and what we create, etc. So it's going to be a really interesting show. Call in and ask a question or get a mini reading live on air with us. We are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, soul realignment, other healing modalities, and any and all psychic topics. I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes, Greece, and we have a really beautiful afternoon evening. It's around 7 o'clock here, and I think it's 30 degrees Celsius. It's one of the hottest months here in Rhodes, so July and August are real summertime here. You can talk with us about anything spiritual and get a mini reading live on air if you call in at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. International callers dial +1 714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 on your keypad, so you'll be placed in queue and can speak with us live on the show. Otherwise, we will not see that you want to speak to us. So we think you're just listening in. And if you just want to listen, that's okay too. So you don't have to press 1 on your keypad, you just listen. You can listen live and text chat with us all in one place if you wish to. Go to our chat room at psychictalk.net/live, psychictalk.net/live. And you can send messages to us, the hosts, and chat with other guests and even ask for mini readings. So it's psychictalk.net/live. Or why don't you call in now and get your spot in the queue early, 714-816-4628. Let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue, all the way from Arizona in the United States. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Anne. Oh, my God. Talk
Hi.
About weather. We've had some crazy weather here in the Southwest. Oh, my God. The
yeah,
winds were absolutely
nuts. I heard that.
Yeah, and we lost electricity. Oh, my God. Some people in some areas had tornadoes touched down, so they had some really bad destruction on their property.
Anyway, I hope that's not common. I hope it's not common in your area, is it?
Well, we can have it here during monsoon. It's not a common area to have tornadoes, but they can get spurred up just due to the way the winds and the moisture come up from the south. They come up from Mexico.
Oh.
So, yeah,
okay.
we get that moist air that mixed with the dry air, and we get get a nice mixture for a pretty dangerous storm.
Yeah, but I'm so happy to know that I spoke to you a couple of days ago. I just wanted to know that you're okay and you are okay. So,
yeah.
It, of course, you know, everybody's worrying about their loved ones and their sisters and their soul sisters and everybody.
Yeah, I
so
survived
we
it.
That's nice. We don't have that type of weather here in Greece. But what we do have, we can have dust coming in. They call it red dust from Africa. So everything gets very dusty. And we can also have earthquakes. So we had that one big last year, but it was 160 kilometers from Rhodes, but we still felt it in the middle of the night. So,
right.
But anyway, they built the house is good here.
Do you guys get, when you get your sandstorm, does it roll in? Does it look like it's rolling in? Or is it just sand, you know, kind of going through the air?
No, it's just coming through the air, so it's not kind of rolling in. But everything, you can feel everything. No matter how many times you clean something outside, you're going to see that dust on it. So you have to get used to it kind of thing.
Yeah, tell me about
So I'm so happy to be on air with you again. We always have a bliss when we have this show together. And today we have a great show. We're going to discuss how can you understand the patterns of drama in your life, part one. And drama, we mean creating an emotional connection and attachment to negativity and how that works. So if you haven't called in yet, please call in now for questions and mini readings and get your spot in the queue. Dial 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. And so, should we get on with... yes, I know, Cici, that you wanted to talk a little bit and remind us about what our last show was all about.
Yeah, I figured you'd come around to that eventually. Yeah, last week's show, like every week, is always an interesting topic. Last week, we touched just a little bit on soul groups of origination and personality traits, and how, not really, we brought up how it can affect you, but there's really not, I think that's kind of an error. It's not that it can affect you per se. It's just how
who you are.
Trait. Yeah, it's just a unique trait that comes from a location, basically. And those who would be, you know, Earthers, for instance, would have their own unique traits, and those from Mars would have a different set. So, if you didn't get a chance to listen, go back in. You can listen to last week's show or any one of our shows. If you just go to psychictalk.net/soulsisters and find our past episodes, just scroll down and I think it'll come up by the title, basically. So, yeah. Yeah, there was definitely a good one, interesting one, and those personality traits are so unique.
Yeah, they are. It's basically an energetic signature we carry with us, because basically we have every energetic signature there is, actually, and personality traits. But the thing is, we have at least 1%, right? But the thing is that we have one or more that are more significant, so to say. So, and our soul group of origination, that's where our soul was created. So that's actually intriguing, really intriguing.
Right. So what do you say, Cici, we get into today's topic?
Absolutely. What do you got for me?
Well,
and for our listeners.
This is kind of a fascinating one, and that's why it's probably going to have, most likely have a part two. So as you discussed earlier, the energetic signature to drama, okay, when we all think of the word drama, we kind of know, I think, on a subliminal level when we're in it, you know, when we're pulled in it, and or whether we create it. And one of the things that comes to mind for me is those who can miscommunicate through forms of messaging, whether it be texting, whether it be private messaging. We create this emotional circumstance that can turn into a very negative connection.
Yeah. And it's also, Sissy, it's also, for me, I usually think that it's connected to our differences as people and souls, because you have your set of past lives, this lifetime, your experiences, your conscious level of knowledge, your unconscious level of knowledge. So there are always things that makes us perceive something, right? So if you perceive something in your way, you mean something, and I receive a message from you and I interpret it in a different way because I put it through my filters.
Right.
Make sense?
And it may not necessarily mean how I intended it to be, you know, especially through messaging. I think that's where things get really misunderstood, is when we do something, and a lot of people do this through a form of messaging, typing, text, or a messenger on Facebook, for instance, or any type of messaging. There's so much we miss out on when we communicate in this manner. We don't hear inflection, we don't hear tone, and it's really easy in my mind to misunderstand. And it's through that form of communication, I believe, that we can start or create a drama just through misunderstanding.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes when people message each other, if someone gets upset with something, sometimes they don't tell you, but they keep on nagging it inside. So in that case, that thing creates a negative blockage in that person. And it might not do it for you if you sent the message. Make sense?
Right.
But it does it for the person because that person thinks that it took it in the way that you didn't intend it to be.
Right. And then this whole conversation, and if you get drawn into that, for instance, if someone is not understanding something and then they of course release it back to you in a form of messaging, then what's created is a lot of confusion. And then if you argue, you know, you start that arguing between you and that other person, that's where the drama starts, and that's where the negative, the emotional circumstances and negative connection comes in.
Yeah.
For me, it's always about if you have something you need to say to someone, I always say, talk it out, pick up the phone, communicate that way. You can hear someone's emotion.
Yeah.
And you can respond in kind.
Yeah. But there is actually a bit of a small thing here. No, it's not small, really. It's actually because I know I'm from Sweden, right? And I grew up in Sweden and with kind of in an old-fashioned way because I grew up with my great-grandmother. So I had some some old values, and that's not anything negative, it just is. And then I spent a lot of time in Greece, and I do feel that we are taught to behave in a certain way. So I know that I was taught to talk things through. But there's a big difference between talking it through at one time or two and getting it to be cleared. And to kind of wanting, because you can, I've been there myself, you can get into the situation where you want to communicate that thing over and over and over and over, and you can't
right.
release it. So what you do, you make it bigger. You
right.
put your focus on that. It's like even we are taught to go, I don't mean it's not good. It's good to go and talk to someone professional, because sometimes we need that. But it's not good to focus only on the problem. So I think if you can try to be aware of yourself next time you are angry with something, I try to do that too. I don't say it's easy. it's funny.
Right.
When you see when you finally see that you're doing it, and we don't judge ourselves. What we do is we see, okay, I stepped into that pattern again, but this time I'm not going to continue as I usually do. So I'm trying to, I get it out of my system, because we need to let go of the pressure. It's kind of building up a pressure. But if we are nagging on a person constantly, that person will not listen to us. And we will create a lot of drama. That will come to a lot of drama. And then if we go
right.
to a friend and we say, we tell the story, Sue did this to me. Oh, and I'm so irritated, I'm so aggravated. So we create another
right.
small bubble of drama right there. And then we go to someone else, our mother, and we tell the story there. So we create another circle.
Right.
Make sense?
And then, of course, whoever you're going to, the people you're going to, not only did you create more, but now they're creating. And usually, you know, it's automatic, I think, as a human being to defend those who are feeling a certain way. And so now you have another group, like a subset group of people who are all defending your emotions and defending the negative aspect of that emotion. So now they contribute to that that energetic statement. You know, they contribute. And then you have this, to me, you just have this ball of negative energy that was created through drama. You know, because you're just drawing in many in your circle, you know.
Yes.
And rather than just
dealing
with it one-on-one.
Yes. Yeah, because that's what happened. And I know it's very common, and I have been doing that too. I try to avoid that. I had a time, I think it was 2-3 years ago, when I decided, I understood that there was something wrong in my pattern. No, I won't say wrong, because that was the best I could do at that point. But anyway,
right.
I saw myself. I was the first person wanting to talk about my issues and problems and stuff that I had and things, because that was how I was taught. But what I did was I created so many things. And even sometimes, you know, when you tell a friend, the friend doesn't have bad intention, but they tell someone else. And then we have it
right.
going. And it's growing bigger. And I decided to go silent, actually, for a while. And only
right.
mention a sentence or two to someone, and that helped me to pass. I also can mention I had a help from a healer that does soul realignment,
right?
And she helped me through it. And she helped me, because she, without knowing me, actually, she put the finger on top of my pattern, and she said, it's not good to talk about things all the time, because we continue to create them. We grow them bigger. So she helped me. It was like a confirmation for me, because I think she said it in terms like, it's like a hamster running in the wheel. And then we get
right.
these thoughts coming in, and we put so much intention and focus on what we perceive as a problem or an issue, instead of just trying to release it and trying to see it as it is and not get attached to it. I think that's the main thing. What do you say, Sissy?
No, I agree. And, you know, you don't know, because like you said, we're taught to communicate. We're taught to be open and release those things we're holding on to. And that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that at all. Of course, that's a way of working through something. But I think if when you repeat that over and over, like you said, and you're constantly adding, it's kind of like feel sorry for me. It's a pity thing. So when you're adding that energy, and then you start to speak to others about that, because I think in a subliminal way, we're looking for that sympathy, you know, to whatever the issue may be. Then, unbeknownst to you, you're creating a drama situation.
Yeah, and it's not it's unconscious often, because we don't understand what we do. But on the other hand, many people heard about the law of attraction, and there are a lot of other laws in the universe. And the law of attraction is simply that. So we put our focus on the problem instead of seeing it and trying to see it from a higher point of view. And to just see, okay, why is this coming to me? What can I teach myself from this? How can I move forward without getting stuck? Because you can get really stuck in those situations. And the thing is, if we don't want to look at those things, they keep coming back. They will do. So they might come in another form, so to speak, in a slightly different package. With that, I mean another person, a new person. But you kind of encounter the same pattern. And that is coming to you because it's like the universe and your soul is telling you, hey, you have to look at this. And it's beautiful, but it's a challenge also to look at what's coming to you and really see that, I'm not going to create a drama out of this. I'm going to embrace the fact that I saw it, and now I'm conscious. So this time around, I'm doing my best to choose something else. And please know that it's not over the night that we can change like that. It takes some time, so we have to be loving towards ourselves in the process. But it's really interesting. And the thing that to continuously speaking about a subject or a problem or an issue or something, I've been there. Believe me.
Right. I think we all have. I think that's something all of us, because of how society is and how we've been taught, you know, how we've been raised. Now, maybe, you know, due to our generation and our parents' generation, things might have been a little different. But I think overall, you know, it takes a lot of self-reflection and self-work to understand what our own contribution is to creating drama. You know, if we're constantly speaking about someone, you know, because I think that's the key here, is that you're not just a subject, so to speak. We are speaking about events that may have happened, and it usually involves, you know, two people. And then when we start pulling in others, you know, we're recreating that event over. And then, of course, when other people take on a topic, you know, take on an event that happened to us, they tend to alter their perception of that event. And so now they add their own spin to it, so to speak. So now it gains this whole new outlook and momentum. It's kind of like the game of telephone. You know, if you have 10 people and you whisper something in their ear, by the time it gets to the 10th person, it's totally different.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the energetic statement of things we can complain about when we complain about others or a misunderstanding, that's the creation of drama.
Yeah. Actually, Cici, we have a question. We have Miss Sonia. I know it's Miss Sonia. Hi, Miss Sonia. I know you hear us. She's listening to it just live online. And a question is, when you got a bad energy around you, how to do when to try to get rid of your anger? Yes, that can be a challenge, actually. Do you want to try to explain first?
Well, I actually have a question to her question. Is that is she being influenced? Is she getting angry by this energy that is around her? That's number one. And for her to reflect on her part, did she contribute to this? Did she help create this energy? Right? Because a lot of times by our own choice, the choices we make, we can actually contribute to it.
Yes. She says, yes, it is because of this energy. And yes, you can get attachments actually on yourself. And that has to do a lot of, how can I explain this? It can be from previous lifetimes if you have created some kind of energetic blockages, because we all do. And again, no judgment. No judgment, because specifically, I think if we are walking this spiritual path in this lifetime, because we are like light beams and we attract a lot of things. And I don't want to call anything bad, but there are more positive energies and there are absolutely more negative ones. And people can have attachments without realizing it. And for instance, if you feel like at your home, it's very nice and you feel it's a good energy and you feel peace and joy and everything, and a friend visits you all of a sudden and you love your friend. It's a very beautiful friend, I mean beautiful soul, and it's a light soul, but this friend have something unfinished, because it's very often we have something unfinished, and bring you into your home a negative energy. That's kind of what can happen. Now Miss Sophie, Sonia, says, yes, you got it. Okay. Because we can also, if we try to help people, that's why it's so important when we are interacting with a lot of people that we do our spiritual clearing and cleaning. And it doesn't have to be anything very long on a daily basis. 15 minutes, half an hour, something, and we can invoke God, the angels, the ascended masters, our spiritual guides and helpers. And we also need to connect, to ground ourselves down into the Mother Earth. And then we can invite the healing energies. If we have Reiki, we can invite the Reiki. We can ask for it, I think, even if we don't have taken any course or anything. But it's stronger if we have, so we can invoke that too. And we let all these energies move around, and we ask for purification, clearing, healing, balancing, energizing, everything on all levels, in all of our bodies, in all auras, in all direction of time and all lifetimes, because we want to cover basically everything around us. And then we can also invite Archangel Michael to come and help us cut cords. We can also cut cords ourselves, and cords are energetic connections, and we create them all the time. I mean all the time. As soon as I think of someone, now I'm thinking of Sue. So now I create a cord with you, Sue. You have to cut me off now. Don't laugh. But if there is some kind of irritation, aggravation, or anything, that can be a challenging cord to have. And we can feel a lot of things if we have cords with people or attachments. Even thoughts can become, if a thought is given enough energy, it can become a living entity, actually.
Right.
It's not a ghost, it's not a spirit, not a soul, but it has its own kind of energy. So it can live. But here's the thing, it can't live from itself. So it needs, because it's not provided with life force from divine source. So it has to attach to someone. So that's how we can get attachments. And the attachments are draining us. We can't really be very, very, very harmed or damaged, but we can get confused. We can get aggravated. We can feel drained of energy. There's a lot of things. And sometimes different attachments can have different energetic statements. So an attachment can be about disruption. It can be about confusion. So that kind of speaks about itself. What do you say, Sissy?
Right. There could even be, you know, isolation with that. I mean, there's so many different areas, you know, when you speak of a negative thought form and feeding it. My question,
yeah,
though, while you were talking, I thought about something else for Sonia.
Yes.
Was there, you know, it's by choice, you know, we make our own choices, and we have people in and out of our lives all the time. My question to her would,
yeah,
be, was there a time that there's someone in her life where there was a situation that was created, maybe fed, and it became kind of dramatic or a drama situation? Was there,
yeah,
something like that type of event?
Yeah, I actually, Sonia actually wrote here that she's helping a lot of people because she's an empathetic soul. That's my statement, but that's only what I sense. And she helped someone, and this lady had a bad energy on her, negative. And it kind of transferred from, I think it's still in her, that's my sense, but it got on to Sonia as well. So that's how you can get something, and you have the best intention, and even the person you got the attachment from, or the energy, the negative energy, they don't have bad intentions, usually, actually. But it is something that needs to drain the energy from someone to be able to continue existing.
Right.
Make sense?
Is she, yeah, is she still in communication? Sonia, are you still in communication with this particular person?
She says like this. She was a good person to me. It was people around her. Okay. So she got attachments from people around her. That makes sense.
Right.
That can happen too.
Right.
So basically everyone we interact with have interacted with others who interacted with others. So there's a chain here that can go on. We don't get affected always. And we're not supposed to walk around and be afraid, but we can be aware. And until we know how to clear ourselves, it can be kind of tricky.
Right. If she's still in communication with this friend.
No, she's not.
I was going to say,
no,
that's too bad because, you know, she could, in theory, advise the friend to start cutting her own cords, right, to the other people she's around, and then cut the cords between her and Sonia, and maybe that could kind of start a chain reaction of not applying as much energy to this, I don't know if it's an entity, maybe a negative, oppressive entity, because if it started with her, the friend, and all of the other friends, you know, they were feeding.
Yeah.
And then Sonia
yes.
came in to help, and then basically was under attack or is under attack.
Yeah.
And
here's an interesting thing, too. Can I just put in something? Oh, this
sure.
really triggers me, this discussion, because I love this, because it's so important. Actually, when you are... You can get confused and you feel drained and you are so tired. And it can be very challenging to try to put your focus on the positive side, on anything. So if you are feeling, Sonia, that you are stuck, don't hesitate to find someone that can help you. I would suggest, yes, of course, we do soul realignment readings here, so you can also get in touch with us. Or someone that is working with energy, because this is energy. So sometimes we might need help to clear ourselves because it can be very challenging. And yes, do you want to continue, Sissy?
No, I agree. I wish that she could get a hold of this. You know, there may be circumstances why she's no longer speaking to this person, and that's understandable. My wish would be that she could get back in touch with this person, see if this person is having the same issue she is, because it did derive
yeah.
from this person and then a whole group of people. And again, that
okay.
hits right at the heart of what we're talking about, which is drama.
Yeah.
You know, this situation is a drama-filled situation. A lot of people fed it, and then Sonia stepped right into it. And now
yeah.
she's
yeah.
having, you know, difficulty.
The problem.
Trying to...
And yeah, Sonia's actually saying, I would like to talk to her, but she don't want because of the girls close to her. So there have been basically, what we're speaking about today, there have been a drama created here. And
right.
maybe you, Sonia, are more aware because maybe you just got the attachment somehow and you want to try to find a solution. But that's also, if she doesn't want to, there's nothing you can do about it because she's not going
right.
to be open. So that's also another way of staying in the same kind of circle of drama, if that makes sense. So I think that, no, and it's not stupid. It's actually things that can get us into real challenges because we can't put our hands on it. But here's one thing that I have a suggestion, and then you can say, Sissy. I want to say that a great way to heal and detach from challenging relationships. And in the end, it might also help you to detach yourself from the attachment. Don't focus on the attachment. Focus on trying to feel gratitude that you got to know this woman, and just realize the fact that you stepped into something you didn't know what it was. So say to yourself, okay, here's the thing. I'm going now to forgive myself for stepping with both my feet into this situation, because we all do. We all do. And then I'm going to forgive this woman of anything that might be. And it's also very important to gratitude and forgiveness are great ways. And you can also do your ask for clearing for yourself. It takes a longer time when we do it ourselves, but it's workable. And if you focus on the problem, the attachment, then you're going to keep that. Okay. She's asking, do you see when I could be better? And she feels heartbroken.
Well, you know, I hate to...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, it's your turn.
I hate to say this. I want to be careful with that. Of course, it's heartbreaking. You know, I'm not going to ask her, you know, the ins and outs, because I don't want to contribute to the drama. But I think you're correct in she's got to ask, forgive herself and forgive the friend and other people around her. That's part of the letting go process. The other thing would be is acceptance. You know, accept that this is how this happened, and then let it go. It's okay. You know, we don't need to continue dwelling on it, because I think that's the key here, Sonia. If you continue to dwell on this same topic for a very long time, then you're contributing not only to the cycle and the circle of the drama, you're contributing to this negative energy that's around you. So you're feeding it.
Yeah.
And and there's no other polite way of putting that. But if you really let go, I mean, you really forgive and come to a sense of peace and gratitude, like you said, then you start to release. And then you give this this energy, this negative energy around you, you don't give it as much power anymore. It starts to lose its grip on you. So maybe look within, you know, look to start to forgive and let go, move on. Go ahead, Sissy.
Well, I'm just going to say I have some announcement, a few short announcements, and then we go straight back to the topic. You can find out all about the amazing episodes of the shows on Psychic Talk Radio coming up this week at psychictalk.net/upcoming, psychictalk.net/upcoming. And we have a summer schedule for July and August, so we are a bit relaxed with the shows. We don't have a show exactly every day, but there are a lot of shows going on. So please stay tuned, and you can go to psychictalk.net/summer to see the summer schedule. You can go to psychictalk.net/summer. We will return in full schedule in September. So check out the upcoming episodes on psychictalk.net/upcoming or psychictalk.net/summer. And the next episode with the Soul Sisters show with us, Sue and Anne, will be on next Thursday, July 19th, and we will have open lines, guys. So call us and talk about whatever is on your mind or get a mini reading. We will be on 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. London time, as usual. And the next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is actually the next Soul Sister show on Thursday, 19th of July. So get going, call us, chat with us, call to the show, ask for mini readings, questions. You set the topics when it's open lines, so we are just longing to take your calls. And I want to mention to you, if you haven't called in to us yet, call in now at 714-816-4628. And you can find psychictalk.net on Twitter. That's psychictalk.net/Twitter. We have a public Facebook group at psychictalk.net/Facebook, where you can meet the hosts and chat with us and just about everything and anything. So just go on there too. And every time we have a live show on, you can also go to psychictalk.net/live and chat with us while we are on air, and we really appreciate you coming on. And I just want to mention something else. Have you thought about hosting your own radio show or podcast? Well, there's a lot of opportunities here, and right now there's an offer with a beginner's pack to help you get started and get your feet wet. So go to psychictalk.net/beginner. psychictalk.net/beginner to read more. And you can also go to psychictalk.net/host. psychictalk.net/host. And if you'd like to contact Sue or myself to book a private reading or ask a question or anything, visit our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue or psychictalk.net/Anne. Oh, that was much talking, wasn't it? So,
are you getting a little bit of a sore throat now?
No, I'm okay. I'm totally okay. So I think we go back to the discussion. Okay, I'm going to write here. Thank you so much, Sonia. I know you are listening in. And I put in the links here. Thank you. And you are our favorite guest, too. And we say that to everybody. I'm just kidding. So, Sissy, what were we speaking about?
Drama. And that's a perfect...
Yeah.
And I'm not... I'm not being accusatory in any way or judging in any way where Sonia is concerned. I think, and I know you're not either. I think it's just from our own unique past and history that we've had to learn that we really have to forgive and let something go. And I think when you do, when you let go of that connection to something, which is not easy to give up, you know, when we get into something where we're sick, involved in that circle, and there's just a lot of energy going on, it can be very difficult to pull away from that and finally let it go. It's kind of like, you know, we just don't know how. But I think, you know, by forgiving, that's the first step. And then, you know, when you do that, you tend to feel this weight gets lifted off of you.
Yes. And it's actually very common to that we judge ourselves. We do. And we're thinking, why didn't I get that? Why didn't I see everything? But sometimes, somehow, because we chose to come here, we have some experiences that are helping us grow. And if we try not to think in terms of either positive or negative, that things just are. I know it's very easy to say. That's a challenge, believe me. And that can help us. And each time we are in a situation, if we can kind of try to find a higher vibration, trying to see it with a bit of a humor, for instance, that helps a lot. It helps tremendously, because if we are focusing on the problem, again, the drama that is present, and sometimes we are very much, most of the times we are involved too, because even if we don't agree with what's happening, we don't like it, we consider it negative. But there is something in us that, because we walked into it, and here is important again, no judgment, because we can learn from it. And if you try to see it from that point of view, and if we are conscious, because here's the thing, when we see that we are walking back in an old pattern, we're conscious. We see it. That's great. That is fantastic. It's beautiful, because that means we have the ability to change it. Make sense?
Right. Right. I think it's for me, it's like, what if it's familiar? You know, if you have that familiar feeling that this is uncomfortable, and usually, you know, we tend to get that feeling very early on. I think it's at that point when you know early on that you might be being drawn into something that that can contribute to this negative energy. That's the time where we got to take a step back and review, because we know this feels familiar. Okay, why does it feel familiar? Well, because in the past, you know, this is exactly what I've done in the past. I've got to take a different direction and make a new choice.
Yes, and the challenge here can be because we have experienced it so many times in the past, so we acknowledge it and we recognize it and we see it, and we get irritated because we see it and we say, oh, no. I don't want to go through this again. But that's how we kind of keep it going. Okay, Sue, do you want to answer this again? Sonia is answering, is asking, when will I feel better? I think it will take a long time. Do you want us to pull some cards, Sissy? I pull a card and you?
I'm going to do a little bit of automatic writing on this one. So go ahead and pull
yes.
the card, and
okay.
then I'll
I actually have, this is so interesting, because this is basically what we spoke about. I have a card here talking about release, how nice, and that is so easy to say, because what we need to do, and I have to add something. There are no coincidences in my point of view. Everything is synchronicity, and that's why cards are working and everything else on the psychic end, how we get information and what we see. And if we release what is bothering us, to release and forgive does not mean that we accept someone that we feel treating us bad. It's not the same thing. But here's the kicker in this. If we keep on, we hang on to this negative feeling or issue or attachment or entity, whatever it is, it will still be there, present. And it's not going to, yeah, it will if it's an attachment, it affects other people too, but we can't take responsibility for that because we have a free will here and we can just hint things to people and we can try to help them. But if they don't want help, I think it's better to don't tell them and don't do anything because we tend to, if we so desperately want to help someone, we tend to create a lot of that drama too, because it's like, I know I want to help you, and it's very emotional also because we love those people that we want to help usually. So when we can release and we can forgive, we are helping, and we help ourselves. That is actually a better help for the other person because we don't feed that situation. So we released it and we can move on. And maybe it's always someone else's choice. So you can't really push them to do anything, but you can at least release yourself. And if you release yourself and you release the negativity the best you can, you can actually help the other person on an energetic level, even if they don't want to accept that. I don't know if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, no, it does. In fact, let me kind of see if I can answer this. She's probably not going to like it. So, Sonia, you want to know how much longer this will take? Well, I've got to ask you, when will you let it go? Because there's no real magic trick to this one. I can't get a time for you because this one is part of your own contribution. So
yes.
As far as time, it's when you decide to let this go, when you decide to forgive yourself and forgive other people involved and start to release, that is when this energy that's being fed right now, that is when this will start to lose its strength. It will no longer have power because you're no longer feeding it. So
yeah.
Really, the question is for you, how much longer will you continue to feed this? How much longer will you continue to let this be a part of your everyday thought? And
yeah.
How much more are you going to contribute to it?
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense.
I think so. I have a question here just to say to you. Sonia is saying, you were right, Sue, about the past, and the open door was during Sonia's brother. He passed away. And because we didn't leave in good term before he passed away. Okay. I'm going to kick my ass myself and just stop thinking about it. Okay. I'm sorry for laughing. We tried to take
it. No, that's okay.
Yeah, basically we are talking about really heavy stuff and you can feel very drained and very heavy. And yeah, it's just that we do the best we can. So now when, yeah, maybe Sonia is also saying here, Sue, that the anger started when Sonia's brother passed away. So there might be some kind of a connection, energetic connection there too. And that your brother, I feel he's fine, Sonia. But I feel he's a bit of confused too. And he didn't really understand, I think, that this was going to be. And it took him some time. I feel he's fine now, but it took him some time to be in his energy, so to speak, transitioning over to the other side. And I feel he might I think you picked up a lot of things from him too, because you're sensitive, and that's why it's so important to do some clearings and just basically ground yourself and ask Archangel Michael to come and cut the cords and connect with your spiritual guides and angels and God and whatever you want to, what you feel you want to connect to. And the brightest and highest source in the universe, that's another good one. Do this on a daily basis. And sometimes we need to cut cords several times a day, actually. So just do that and see how you feel and try to see your thoughts and what you're thinking and how you feel. If you are seeing yourself going, yes, he is in peace, he's in peace. If you see yourself going into the hamster wheel, thinking about this and trying to fix, because here's the thing too, when we are fixers, I'm a problem solver. That's who I am. So I used to step into things and try to fix things. But that's no good too. And I feel that you are kind of the same thing because you're a helper. You're an empath. So just try to start with monitoring, clear yourself, and yeah, you're a soldier. Clear yourself and do your, think about what, observe when you are stepping back into an old pattern. And give yourself the credit that it can take some time. And every time you step back into an old pattern, just say, okay, I saw it. That's the beauty of it. I saw it. So now I'm making a new choice. Do you have anything to add, Sissy?
Yeah, I do, actually. First off, release. And we do that by forgiving. So whatever,
yes,
you know, bad words were spoken between you and your brother before his death, ask, you know, forgive yourself and then speak to him because he's there. He'll listen. But I kind of have two different things really quick. One is, Sonia, we're talking about two different events here. So one of them, you're talking about the death of a family member and some words that were spoken that you're not feeling too good about right now. And then we were speaking about a friend with not so nice connections, some drama. So I think those are two, you have to separate out those two situations. I don't think they're involved with each other, those two subjects, those two topics. I think they're separate. So don't combine them. Don't combine them into one, because it gets very, very hard to see clearly when we're adding to the box of emotions and attachments to those emotions.
Yes. I think we have, how about taking a call, Sissy? What about that?
Sure.
Yeah? So, let's see who's been waiting here. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Katie. Welcome.
Hi, Katie.
So nice that you called me.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you for calling. And what can we do for you? How can we help you?
I basically grew up with a mother who kind of was like jealous or envious of me, and she kind of like basically took out stuff with my father out on me. And
okay.
And I think I have this. I'm kind of staying with her now, and it's just always drama, always, you know, whatever. And I don't know, I think I have the belief or issue that about being good enough or worthy, and I do things to release it, but I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Cece, do you want to answer?
Yeah. The first thing, Katie, welcome. Happy to have you.
Thank you.
The first thing
Thank
that
you.
Came to my mind on this was you don't owe her anything. You owe yourself. And
right.
Are you always trying to please and never quite achieving what you're thinking you're not achieving what she expects from you?
I think I was
never
trying
good enough
to have a relationship. I think I was used to want a relationship with her, but now I don't.
Right. And yet you're kind of still in her home.
Yeah.
In that environment.
Right. Yes, I'm staying in her home because of financial reasons, but I want to definitely move.
Right. Okay. Well, quite honestly, one thing I can definitely say is that energetic statement that was there before is still there. So even if you're letting that go, it's still kind of like in the atmosphere. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. She still acts the same way.
Right.
So she's just negative. So it's like a toxic. It's like trying to transfer toxic energy.
Right. Right. You're cutting the cords, and then all of a sudden I see this like lasso. It's like she's on a horse with a rope, and she gets the rope around you, and she pulls you back in again.
Yes, because I actually did a solar plexus clearing before, and I felt so free. I felt so happy. I felt like, okay, I could start my life. And by the end of the day, when I came back, I felt different. And the person said, well, she attached to it again.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And all you could do, from what I see, is continue to be conscious and cut those cords. You're going to have to cut them a lot. And where, you know, I don't know if you can do this because it's your mother's home, but you may be able to do it just in your own room, is maybe think of getting some sage and smudging. Would you be able to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have on I never got sage, but you see, I have a frankincense, incense, but sage I know is different energy.
Right, just to kind of clear the air a little bit, because you can only control what affects you. You can't control what others do, you know?
So, right.
You know, your part would be to try to clear it, disconnect from it, cut cords, and ask for assistance. Ask Archangel Michael to come in, even if you got to do it several times a day, because you don't want to be a part of this drama, you then do fasting.
Yeah. I can add something. Because it is your mother, there's a very strong connection between you. So she's your mother in this lifetime, and most likely because she's your mother in this lifetime, you spend a lot of lifetimes together, but you might have had different relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a very strong connection, and when we have that strong connection and soulmate and everything, because she's a soulmate of yours, and that is more challenging for us because it's so emotional, but it's probably taking some time. But give yourself credit and say, okay, I'm going to continue this, and you might have to do this a month, 3 weeks, 2 months. A good thing to think about is that even to change the energies inside of us, it takes around 3 weeks for the energies to settle. So if you are stubborn, that's a very good thing to use. And if you feel angry, just let it out somewhere, but don't try to confront her. Because you have done that, right? So I feel it's better
in the past,
to.
Yeah, not. I haven't done it in a long. And like, I don't do it anymore because I haven't done it in a very long time.
No, because if you do, that's. It's not working, obviously. And it's usually not working when you have such a long relationship. So I have spent with some relatives some things that I learned from. And I think the best thing is to try to release, forgive, and keep clearing yourself and keep cutting the cords and keep monitoring your thoughts. And you can go through, you can find online, you know, different chakra meditations and different things like that that are helping you to clear. But cord cutting, Archangel Michael is very good, so you can invoke him. Just simply ask him, Archangel Michael, please come here and help me to cut the cords. And ask for them in all directions of time, all lifetimes, all dimensions and all levels and in all of my bodies. So you cover everything, back in time, forward, and the now moment. Because it's not going to happen. We want it to be because we are usually so aggravated with some things going on.
Well, no, it's been a while. I've been doing this and working on this for a very, very long time. So, you know what I mean? So it's not anything I've just started. But I do feel like sometimes I'm, I don't know, it's because of who she, I thought she was, maybe my mother. I feel like maybe I give up my power to her. You know what I mean? And like, I guess the people pleasing thing, and I want to believe what I want to believe and think, you know, I want to own my power. It's my life. And she gets to have her beliefs and I get to have mine.
Yes. And that's, you know, that's another thing we often do when we try to explain for others. I've done that a lot of times. We try to explain ourselves. We don't need to explain ourselves. We can just say, okay, you're my mother. I love you. But I'm not going to get into this. Or don't mention it at all. Just do something else. Try to cut. If there is anything that she tries to get you into drama, try to cut that energy by going to another room, going out, saying, oh, I have something here on my phone. I need to check it out. Anything that takes you away from that. Because I think you are on your way. It's a challenging thing to release a relationship with your mother. Make sense to you?
No, I never really had one with her. Like, it never was emotional, really. So, but it's just... But unconsciously, I wanted, or maybe subconsciously and consciously, I wanted love from her or support from her. But I've been come to the conclusion that's not what she wants to do, and I accept that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, you know how you have beliefs from her. And it's like, no, because I was a people pleaser, it's like the people pleasing to me is keeping the belief in there. It's like, oh, okay, say I want to have $1 million, but I may feel she doesn't want me to have $1 million. And so it's like, I want to do what makes her happy instead of what makes me happy. So that's kind of where I'm at with myself when I think of what I want and then versus, for some reason, when I think about what I want, what her and other people are going to say and things pop up. So I feel like it's I'm giving my power up or I'm giving what I want up for them or something. You get it? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to work on that. Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm kind of working with myself with that.
Yeah. But I think you are very much on the way, and I did pull a card here to see what's
coming in,
and you are coming into your own. How nice is that?
Yes.
That's very nice. Yes, I have the feeling that you are. You said that you want to move, and I have the feeling that you are going to move soon, and there are new friendships, partnerships, acquaintances. New things on every level, that's my sense of it. And you might sign some agreement or something, and that would make sense if it's a move. So I feel that what the angels say to you, just continue to move forward. You're doing great. Keep on.
Okay.
Keep on.
So thank you, girls. Thanks, both of you.
Yes. Thank you, too.
You're welcome,
thank you for
Katie.
Calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, Katie.
Bye-bye. Thank you. That was a great call. Wow. So, I'm thinking that we do some announcements and then we sign off.
Sure.
What do you say, Sissy? Okay. So I just want to hint to you again. Thank you, everybody, for listening in and calling in and chatting with us. And if we didn't have the time to take your call this time, please call another show on psychictalk.net or call us next Thursday. Our next episode, and it's the next episode on Psychic Talk Radio. It's next Thursday, 19th of July, and we will have open lines. That's fantastic. So you set the topic. We will just talk about anything that you guys call in and ask about. And you can get me reading live on air. We'll be on 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. London time. And I want to mention again that Psychic Talk Radio Network are on a summer schedule during July and August. So please, for your own sake, check upcoming episodes on psychictalk.net/upcoming or psychictalk.net/summer. And you can also connect with me or Sue if you would like to ask a question or have a private reading. You can find us at psychictalk.net/Sue or psychictalk.net/Anne. And I also want to thank our producer, Dax Carlisle, for helping us behind the scenes, making this show come on air, even if we actually run the studio ourselves these days. So we kind of step forward too. Yay. Sue, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before the show ends?
Just thank you, everyone, for listening and calling. Thank you, Katie, and thank you, Sonia. They're definitely intriguing. This is an intriguing topic, and, of course, we're going to take it on again in the near future. And on that note, I'd like to say, angels watch over you all night long. Love you to eternity.
Love, light. Love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. Love you to eternity, too, Sissy, and all of you. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everyone.